Macy's 4th of July sale has everything you need to make a splash at the barbecue, with great deals like 50 to 60% off swimwear for all, and dry off with plush Charter Club beach towels for $40. Plus, get 40% off almost all sandals now during the Great Sandal Sale. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, we're still the voice of the Christian resistance on this 27th day of June, 2022. And we have tonight Courageous Craig on the board.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have with us again, way out yonder in Missouri, Pastor Joel Larson.
Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Glad to be with you.
All righty. Joe, as you know, today John Holman went home to be with the Lord. John was a courageous, honorable, a good man, a man of deep faith, believed in God, loved the Lord. John was a man who put his family and others always before him. John was courageous, and he never backed down. We've been in this battle, you know, and he lived to see, well, he was there when Roe v. Wade was overturned, and he had fought courageously all of those years alongside John McTiernan, saving babies and working and always being an advocate for the elderly, those who couldn't stand up for themselves. He was always a voice for the voiceless, and now it was time. The Lord says, you know, I guess it was time to give him a rest, and so he took our hero home, and he's been a blessing
sure
to me.
He heard those words that we want to hear. Well done, my good and faithful servant.
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure of it, too. And you know, we had, over the years, we had a lot of fun, too, pranking each other and just going back and forth, but then sharing and getting the news out, telling people what they weren't supposed to know. And so, again, our deepest and most sincere condolences to the family and friends and of that patriot. He was a patriot and a statesman, Brother John Holman. May you, and I know he's resting in peace right now, isn't he, Joe?
That sounds like it's one thing we're all sure of. You and yep. I and John McTiernan and all those that knew him. That didn't seem to be a doubt among anybody.
No. Well, you know, we always have to move on. So as we move on tonight, the title of the message was The Seed of the Serpent, the Enemies of Christ and His Church. And we're going to start tonight in Genesis chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. So, Joe, if you would read those verses.
Yep, I'd like to add that the title was just perfect after last week, what I watched and saw. And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. On thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Unto the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee."
Well, you know, she did the typical, the devil made me do it, right?
Yeah.
And and we notice that everybody has got somebody to blame here. And
the blame game goes on forever. Nobody, it seems like nobody anymore, well, I shouldn't say nobody. There are a few decent people, but most of the world will blame everybody and everything but themselves.
Well, Joe Biden blames Russia, Trump, like you said, the oil companies. He's blaming everybody, but you're right, but himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so here, when we see this, what goes on, "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all the cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life." Joe, let me ask you, because people get this picture of this serpent. By the way, this has got two applications. It's got a natural application, then it's got a spiritual application. And so here now, you've got this, and they get this picture. You see Adam and Eve in the garden, and you see this big, giant serpent wrapped around a tree. But was that the reality?
I don't think so. You see in Revelation where that's, they call the red dragon, and I don't think Satan looks like a red dragon. I think it gives you an image. He was evil, but Satan was the most beautiful of all God's creation when he was made, the most beautiful, the most perfect, and he was thrown out of heaven. And I think what the most beautiful woman on earth, what would she be attracted to, would be the most beautiful creature created.
Exactly. So now let me ask you this. You know, did he have legs? Was he formed? Would he look like a man with this vesture of diamonds and rubies and all of these things we see in Ezekiel chapter 28? So he would appear in the likeness of a very, very maybe sinister but a handsome man, wouldn't he?
I think because a little later in Genesis it talks about the sons of God and the sons of,
No, the sons of God was referring to the fallen angels.
Right.
And the daughters of men.
It say they had were changed in their form. They were fallen angels, but nowhere does it say their form was changed.
No.
Until after the flood.
Well, you've got this situation here because where he says, from now on, okay, now on, you're going to be crawling on your bellies.
Right.
So he wasn't crawling on his belly in the garden. He was walking upright. And again, the appearance would have been probably of a very, very handsome man, because when all of the other angels appeared, Michael and all the others, they always appeared like a man. Okay, so here, you see this.
Oh, and also in the scripture, God talked to Satan, came one day, Satan went up to heaven, and God said, "What were you doing?" "I was walking to and fro upon the earth."
Well, actually, he wasn't really in heaven. Satan could not go to heaven because he would defile it, but he could be He had access to the first and second heavens. The first heaven is here on Earth, the atmosphere, and the second one would be out there where the moon and the stars are at. Right. But as far as being in the third heaven,
with God, yeah,
he's been barred. He was knocked out and never to return. So here now, you go on, and he says, what is the other? The other application for that would be the fact that, when you would have, let me read this. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise thy heel. This verse is called in Evangelium.
Right.
It's called
Evangelium. And in it, really, the first gospel?
Right. It was the first gospel, but the first mention, if you will, of the church.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first mention of the church. Jesus Christ is the seed of the woman. And, of course, we take a look at what you saw out there screaming, these that are running and screaming and burning and looting, these deathocrats that are burning down buildings, these deathocrats, they're the seed. They are the seed of the serpent. These are satanic people. They hate God.
God. They hate life. They've never found a baby that they can't kill.
Right. And here, they're wicked and evil to the core. Now, here, what you have is this, and the spiritual application is that the Antichrist out there, the Democrats, are going to bruise the heel, or they're going to attack the church like they're doing. They're attacking churches. They're attacking Christians.
Right.
But the head, their head is going to be bruised. In other words, they're going to be defeated. You can live with a bruised heel, but, even a Democrat, even though they don't use them much, they have to have a head to survive, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, once you lose your head, then there's not much left, is there?
No, there isn't.
Okay, so here, so that's the spiritual application. The other, and physical, but, what happens when you're talking about his seed and their seed? When you're out there on your farm and you're out and you run across the copperhead, do you and the copperhead get along very well?
No, not generally.
I know up here behind it, the end of my...
About that kind of thing. We have a law out here called shoot, shovel, and shut up, but I won't mention that.
Well, here, when we were, years ago, I haven't seen any in years, but there at the end of the property line, you had those little timber rattlers. They're
right.
Not very long. They're only about 2 feet, if that long.
Well, they're almost three. We've got them, too, out here.
Well, the thing of it is they're just as poison every bit as the big ones, the big snakes.
Yeah.
But we didn't get along. I wouldn't put up with one. One time I had another confrontation with a cottonmouth water moccasin and come right at me. And I wrecked his weekend big time.
Right. And then you have to watch out because even if the snake has its head cut off, they can still bite and inject poison.
Yeah, well.
They're still deadly even when they've been decapitated.
And so here, that's the natural definition of what's going on. So here now, and he said unto the woman, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow, and shall bring forth children, and the desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now, the very first command that God gave man, you find in Genesis 1:28. And here's what it is. Okay, it's not a complicated command. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion." Now, so the very first command that God gave man was to be fruitful and multiply. To be fruitful and multiply.
It takes a man and a woman to do that.
Right. Is killing babies by abortion being fruitful and multiplying?
No. It is totally the opposite. The Antichrist system is rising its ugly head.
It's exactly what you see out there. This is the Antichrist. These Democrats are totally Antichrist. Now, so here, when he says, and I will greatly multiply thy sorrow in thy conception. Well, and the conception was meant to be a pleasant experience and giving birth here, and in sorrow and it shall bring forth children, was meant to be a pleasant experience, not a very painful experience.
Right, which but, childbirth now is for many, many, many women. Very.
But that changed, Joe. Amongst women of childbearing age, one week out of the month is not a pleasant week for many of them.
No.
And sometimes it's even more unpleasant for their husbands.
Yes.
Boy, isn't it? Anyhow, so here now, and then giving birth, I remember watching my wife, the blood vessels in her face burst. And I never seen anything like that. And she wasn't having a real easy time at all.
No.
But and so anyhow, so now he says, listen, Joe, and their desire shall be towards their husbands. Now, Joe, if I asked you, what would that desire be towards their husbands? There's a desire, a natural desire that women have towards their husbands. What is that?
Well, two things. With some, it's sexual, and with other, it's the desire to be protected, cared for, somebody who can take care of them. Security.
Well,
many, many women marry for security.
Actually, it's approval. The first desire they want is approval. And you have the very same thing today, especially with daughters and their fathers. They want approval. They want approval of their fathers. Now, and that's why it's difficult if you don't have a father in the house to get approval, huh?
But very difficult to get approval from something that does not exist. And so boys need something too, and not necessarily approval, but yes, in a way, approval also, that they are following in the footsteps and growing up to be a man.
Right. They do. You know, children need approval, but also they need instruction. And we're going to go, we go through, we'll see that now. So the first thing that women, the desire that they have from their husbands is approval. That's the natural desire. Now, here, when he says this, that, and he shall rule over thee. Now, today, what happens? These women that are obedient to their husband, these women that are obedient to the husbands, they're mocked by the feminist movement. The feminist movement came from the pit of hell. The feminist movement has wrecked more marriages, wrecked more families, done so much.
More children.
And the feminist movement is led up by a bunch of wicked and selfish. The selfishness and the hypocrisy within the feminist movement is just unbelievable. Now, you know, the interesting thing, too, we see that the hypocrisy. Joe, when you always hear them criticizing, it's my body, it's my choice, I've got the right to kill that baby. Well, Joe, these are the same people, Joe. They're the same ones that are saying, you've got no right not to take the poisonous poke. You've got no right not to take the kill shot. You know, they're the very same. There's a wickedness in these feminists. It's a very whorish type wickedness, too. And so...
Well, God made it quite clear when he said, paraphrasing, thou shalt not, cannot, must not, will not shed innocent blood. he, you know, describes that as murder, and murder is a very, very bad sin in the eyes of God.
Well, actually, it's murder, you're right, but what it's referred to in the Bible is the transgression of God's dominion, huh?
Right.
And so, if you go over to...
You are killing a being who is made in the image of God, so you're transgressing God.
People are asking, Pastor, what is wrong? What is wrong with those people out there screaming and yelling and like total maniacs? Well, if we go to Psalm chapter 2, we'll find the answer to that in Psalm chapter 2. So let's go over to Psalm chapter 2, and we read the entire Psalm, verses 1 through 12. So,
okay. Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
All righty. Going back to verses 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Okay, so what do you think the vain thing is, Joe, that they imagine?
Well, several things come to mind. They want to be like God and have the power of life and death. They want to have the control over that really is given to God. They want to be the ones in control.
Well, the answer, you're right, but it's found in verse 3. Let us break our bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. In other words, They think that they can be free if they can just get away from God. If they can get away from God and get away from those noisy Christians that are preaching against sin, if they can just get away from them, well, then there is no judgment for them. They can do and live the way they want.
God, or, yeah, they don't hear it, then it's not real, right?
Yeah, and so here they go on, and, you know, the interesting thing is, it says that God, first let's go back where it says the kings of the earth. Do we see all the rulers of the earth? Do we see Biden and Trudeau? If we look at all of these people, have they turned totally against God?
Yes.
Okay.
They have.
So now he says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Now, God is laughing at the fact that these idiots, I mean, and they're fools, think that somehow they can get away with what they're doing out there, that they can go unpunished, that there's a way somehow that they can get away from God and go unpunished for their sin.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the Lord shall have them in derision.
Derision.
Now,
they do not believe in hellfire. They don't believe in damnation. And they just decide that they don't want to believe that. And so they can go ahead and do whatever they want.
Well,
judgment. But we know there's always judgment.
Okay. Here, what he's referring to, that word have in there, have derision. The word there in the Hebrew means to hold them. He's going to hold them in this, and derision is they're absolutely deluded. They're deluded, Joe. They've got no...
Well, we look at the liberals today. They are deluded. They lie. They steal. They cheat. They stand there and tell bald-faced lies on camera and don't even flinch, and they just stick by it, and they just keep telling the same lie, and if they tell it, well, what's the old saying? Long enough and loud enough, the stupid people surely will believe them, right?
Right. So here, now, derision's got a lot to do with, it's not exactly the same as reprobate or being depraved, but now he says this, then shall he speak to them in his wrath and vex them with his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon the holy hill of Zion. I will decree the decree, and the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Now, this was a unique one-time happening, one-time event. Right. Will that ever happen again?
No, never. The physical son came forth from the spiritual father. We have no idea when that happened. Sometime way back in the beginning, whatever that was, if there was, because God is timeless. Time is irrelevant to him. But before all of this, the physical came forth from the spiritual.
Now, this next verse, Joe, has two applications. It's two applications. He said this, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Now, when he's saying, when the heathen for his inheritance, Joe, when people hear the word of God, they hear the salvation message being preached and they receive it, okay, do they become joint heirs with God, with Jesus?
Right. They are spiritually transformed by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, by the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, and they become sons and daughters of the living God and joined heirs with Jesus in everlasting salvation.
Now, the other part of that, the other application is those that reject that word of God, they reject it. He says this, they shall break them with a rod of iron, and they shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Well, he's going to become sitting at the great throne of judgment. He will bring judgment, and it will be harsh. Eternal.
Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, instructed you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but just a little. Blessed all they that put their trust in him. Now remember, when you hear it all the time out there from the prissy preachers, Jesus is just love, love, love. And Jesus is, my God is not judgmental, and he's tolerant. He'll allow you to be just the way you want to be.
Did they miss that part about the great white throne of judgment and God saying, be away from me, I never knew you? And I wonder if they missed some of that scripture.
Well, Joe, when it comes to sin, when it comes to right now, what the heathen, the Democratic Communist Party is doing, there was never a man that walked the face of the earth that was more judgmental when it comes to sin and judged it like Christ is going to do. When he comes back, boy, I'm going to tell you, and his return is imminent. The Democrats
are
going to...
He's also the one who wrote the law and said the wages of sin are death. And he's the one who gave the law, and we realize we cannot live by the letter of the law. No man can.
Joe, here, we've been telling people, we're going to go to a break. Then when we come back, I'm going to explain what we've been telling people about the Democrats running with their sleepers. They did that out here. They'll run their sleepers as Republicans. They get on the ballot, and we'll tell you more about that. But we're going to go to the break, and this is a song for John Holman.
Mm-hmm.
satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver, a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line.
Sleepers, like we need them to run as the other side, even though they for our side, and we need them to win.
Right.
We need people to run as Republicans in these local elections. So this is the only way you're going to change the dynamics in South Carolina. We can battle them in public all day, as long as we know we're working for the same goal. For me,
right.
I feel like y'all, we need sleepers. When we get enough of us in there, we can wreak havoc for real from the inside out. Then we can flip some.
Yeah.
From the inside out, we got to take back some of these seats, especially in these local elections. We need a group of sleepers. And I still got to struggle to raise money for my campaign. Where the f*** is my black people with money? I don't care about no dope money. Give me that dope boy money. Where the f*** is dope? Where the duffel bag boys? Find you somebody in your family that don't even know you donating to my campaign and put that shit under their name. Honestly, these ain't the same type of black people that I grew up around. I don't recognize these black people. So I black because I don't understand the type of black that they are. Now, can I talk intelligently? Can I could do, listen, I can move in all kind of circles, but I'm a heart. I love black people. I feel safest around my feet. I'm very much a in a lot of ways, but I know how to turn it off and turn it on. You know, I know how to be in certain spaces. You know, you gotta be able to turn it off and turn it on. Yeah. We need some folks that can wear all black at night and take their yard signs down when they sleeping. We ain't gotta make a bunch of noise about it. We ain't gotta go live about it. Just don't say shit. Just like when somebody drop money and you pick it up. You pick that shit up and keep walking.
All righty, Joe. That was a woman, her name Crystal Matthews, and she is the Democratic Senate candidate in South Carolina. She wants to run for this, the U.S. Senate in South Carolina. And here she is, again, as most Democrats are, very, very vulgar horse. We had to bleep her. She used the F word probably as much as those that squat, those women in that squat. You know, these are unclean, very, very horse women. Now, so she's telling them, like what we've been warning people, Joe, about these sleepers, about them running as getting on Republican ballots, running as, because they've come right out and they've noticed that a million Democrats have changed and gone over right now, right, changed their status.
Affiliation, yeah.
Yeah, because they wanted to get away from, many of them wanted to get away from the Democratic Party, okay, because there is no more Democratic Party. It's turned into a complete communist party. And so here, she's talking to a prison inmate here, and that was February 13th. Matthews, he's a prison inmate, and it reveals what she wants to do. Now, she's also talking about dope money, you know, to get some dope money, and she continues to use the F word and the N word. She continues to use this all through there. But she says, Matthews complained that she's not getting enough money from black folk, saying, yeah. Where the, of course, the profanity is my black people with money. I want my money, okay? And he said, I don't care about no dope money. And then they go on to use the F word again. Where's the duffel bag, boys? Okay. And she's talking about, we got to get these out there that are willing to go out at nighttime and dressed in black and steal the signs out of the people's yard, Republican signs. Now, this is the type. With her, she is the typical type of what is running for the Democratic Communist Party. They're totally, completely, absolutely, completely corrupt. There's nothing from Joe Biden down. I don't know if there's even one within that could be called anything less than completely and totally corrupt, Joe.
Well, we've been telling people for a long time now, this is a communist revolution. You are living in the middle of a revolution. Now, whether it's successful or not depends on, you know, really our listeners, the Christians out there, whether they will run to the battle, stand in the gap, fight the fight. This is a revolution taking place. These people are showing us their ugly side, their hatred. And it's real simple. The communists learned that if they want to take over, they have to cause derision. They have to divide the people to conquer them. And so they have used race and abortion, whatever policies to go along with the race, to create that great divide, because even Scripture made it quite clear, a house divided against itself cannot stand. So they are trying to destroy America. They want to destroy what we have, our capitalist system. They want to destroy our form of government, the Constitution, make it invalid. And they want to, like the phoenix bird, get rid of that old Constitution and come up with a new socialist democracy where they rule. And so we're watching this in real time.
DOJ Stasi agents accused of direct threat against the judiciary. We mentioned this last week. Here, Merrick Garland, a very, very corrupt, dirty cop, a very, very corrupt, dirty cop. The Stasi agents of the U.S. Department of Justice, directed under Joe Biden and Merrick Garland, have been accused of issuing direct threats against the judiciary. The condemnation comes from Mike Cernovich, a media personality and political commentator who posted on social media, the DOJ does not issue statements like these disagreeing with the Supreme Court rulings. It doesn't happen. It has no lawful basis. This can only be seen as a direct threat against the judiciary by Stasi agents. He goes on. DOJ. And so what he's talking about, the Supreme Court said the constitutional rights are not conditioned by approving a bureaucrat that one deserves to be able to use them. Now, the DOJ's response, we respectfully disagree with the court's conclusion on the Second Amendment forbids New York's reasonable requirement that individuals seeking to carry a concealed handgun must show that they need to do so for self-defense. The Department of Justice remains committed to, listen, no, they don't. You're as crooked and you're as corrupt as crooked and corrupt gets.
Right.
And you know what? God's word, the Bible says, liars will have their place, Merrick Garland. That's right. God's word. Okay. And so here, he goes on to say, the Department of Justice remains committed to saving innocent lives. What a lie. What a lie. By enforcing and defending federal firearms. You know what, Joe? You know, you always hear about how many people are shot and killed with guns. But, Joe, you know what you never hear? How 10 times that amount, every year, 10 times that amount of people's lives are saved because people were armed and protected themselves from Democrats.
I agree, only I think you're way off. I think it was far more than 10 times. I think it was somewhere I read there were close to a million situations a year where even if they didn't have to use the gun, just brandishing it stopped the problem.
Yep.
So we know that it's quite a deterrent to crime.
And the Department of Justice is not in any way to go and come out and have a ruling against the Supreme Court.
No.
They have become totally weaponized, and the entire Department of Justice have become rogue. They've become totally rogue. Anti-God, anti-America, anti-Constitution, and especially anti-Christian.
Well, there was Jeffrey Clark was the formerly a DOJ agent, or prosecutor, I guess is the right word. He had the temerity to investigate claims of voter fraud during the 2020 election. That made him a target for the January 6th committee. And, you know, this guy oversaw about 1,400 lawyers, two divisions, and they called him a traitor who tried to overturn the results of an election.
Yeah, and they arrested him. They removed his cell phone without showing him a search warrant. Now, this guy's a lawyer, and he's going to have a massive lawsuit.
But you've got to find a court at first. You know, I mean, we've got so many crooked courts.
Well, he'll find one, but he needs to go after these agents personally. He personally, not the department, but them, because they know better. They know that what they're doing is wrong. They know what they're doing is against God and country, against the Constitution, against fairness. And so here's another one. This is by Joe Newby. Martial law. The Democrat senators demand Biden use full force of the federal government to undermine the Supreme Court and stop the states from restricting baby killing, the murdering of innocent little children, okay?
He does not have the power to do. It's not given to the executive. The executive job is to carry out the laws of the land, not make laws. Somebody didn't read their constitution, did they?
No, they didn't. On Saturday, 30 corrupt, 30 very corrupt Antichrist Democratic senators sent a letter to his lying, demented, fraudulent dictator, wannabe Joe. Those aren't my words. That's from John Newby. But I agree with every one of them. Applesauce. Oh, no. Applesauce brains by demanding he use the full force of the federal government to keep states from restricting child killing. We call on you to combat these attacks and take immediate action to use the full force of the federal government to protect access to child killing in the United States. The letter said, the full force of the federal government, does that include the use of the military? It sure sounds like it. They also state efforts to regulate child killing as dangerous and horrifying. Yeah, these are animals. These are beasts. You know, he tells you in the book of Job, or Jude, he refers to them as beasts.
Yep, very clearly.
And so here, Biden, you know, Biden always gives in. He bows down to AOC and those, you know, the squat, those hussies from hell, the entire Deathocratic. I mean, these folks have really, I mean, Joe, there is nothing, when you say it's an amazing thing, but there's not anything at all about that party now that has not been totally corrupted. Nothing. It's amazing.
Even for an example, in New York City, there in Manhattan, 12% of the staff, the district, the ADA, assistant district attorneys, have left their job. Overall, all over New York, the hundreds of prosecutors, they didn't have a figure, are quitting the DA's offices because of these criminal justice reforms. And we got the figures of, see, man, Brooklyn, 67 left Brooklyn, and in all 94, they've got some conflicting figures on this report, but they're fleeing to different, the Bronx and Brooklyn, Manhattan, and they're losing huge amounts, 12 to 20% of the DAs in those different, what do they call them, boroughs in New York, are resigning and left, and many have put in their paperwork. They'll be leaving soon. So there are people who cannot stand what is going on with the judicial system and what's happening, and the New York is just a mirror of the Department of Justice. It's the same in all the major cities across the country, pretty much.
Okay, here's a troubling calls for Clarence Thomas' assassination spread across the socialist media after Roe was reversed. Individuals have been calling on socialist media for the assassination of the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas after he issued a separate, a concurring opinion on Friday in a ruling that struck down Roe v. Wade. God bless Clarence Thomas. You know, I was wrong, Joe. I thought that there would only be two that would stand their ground. I was sure the others were going to tuck tail and bow down, but they didn't. Six of them stood.
Surely didn't.
And I was amazed that Roberts actually did. I was really amazed by him.
Well, he tried to go a middle of the road, middle route, and do something a little less drastic, but the others wouldn't go along with him. So rather than side with the three radicals, he actually had to go with the conservatives, the other five. It wasn't, I think it was a decision on his part not to look too, you know, out of line. I don't believe
abortion
was justified. He tried to get him to change that ruling and make it a lot less, just kind of, you know, cut it down some.
Abortion activists have also published his home address, and others have called to burn down the Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned two landmark abortion cases, Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, returning the legality of child killing to the states. Justice Samuel Alito wrote for the majority, and Justice Thomas wrote a solo concurring opinion in which he argued that the Supreme Court should also reconsider rulings on contraception, same-sex relationships, and marriage.
Also
sodomy. They left that one out, rulings on sodomy, too. So here he goes on. Since, well, you know, because there's another article here, and in it, it tells from LifeSite, it tells the whole, it gives you the whole thing, and that's one of the things he wants to make sodomy illegal, a crime again. For thousands, 6,000 years, sodomy was a crime, and now they're trying to normalize it. And you know what they just did in Seattle, Washington? We'll be talking about that here this week, too. And so here, since then, individuals on socialist media have called for Thomas to be assassinated. This comes after one California man who attempted to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh was arrested and charged. It also comes after groups have called for violence to be committed against pro-life groups, individuals, and churches in response. Oh, boy, listen to this, Joe. The FBI announced it was investigating such threats. Yeah. Boy, we got a lot of faith in that, don't we?
Yeah.
And Congress passed a bill that President Joe Biden signed into law extending protections to the members of the justices' families. So,
well, here it goes back to life. This is a parallel piece, but it so ties in with what you just did. The Compass Care Pregnancy Center in New York was the victim of, if you read the news, firebombing by pro-abortion extremists. But instead of ramping up the investigation to locate the perps, the state of New York, they're planning to investigate the pro-life center itself. And I'm condensing about two pages. The potential to demand information on donors, clients, affiliates, money, all the things that an organization has. And there are, as of today, over 600 pro-life centers nationwide. They use materials put out by Compass Care. And that's why the organization is worried it's going to get worse, because they supply the right to life material for all these other centers. Now, the legislation they're trying to pass, they're going after the center simply because they will not commit or refer people for abortions. So the legislation allows the commissioner in New York to seek invasive information. And that's why I said it's like a couple pages of it boils down to all their private information, donors, money, clients, you know, blah, blah. And so here we are. We know that New York earmarked $35 million in taxpayer money to expand abortion, increase security at the abortion facilities. Do you want to guess how much money they gave to the crisis pregnancy centers for security?
No, go ahead.
Not a dime.
That's what I figured.
Not a dime. They're investigating the crisis pregnancy centers, but they're giving millions, $35 million to New Yorkers. If you're listening, your taxpayer money is expanding abortion, increasing security there. But they're saying, hey, it's a open season on crisis pregnancy centers. Go, you know, burn, go loot, go do whatever.
They're pushing for a civil war. They're pushing for a civil war. Biden, Merrick Garland, they're all pushing for a civil war. They're not going to like it when it comes. They're not going to like it when it comes. So here, we're going to be going to a break in a minute, Joe. And then when we get back, Colonel Richard Black, Joe, he was, he was the head of the Army U.S. Intelligence Criminal Division of the Intelligence, where they investigated in depth criminality in governments, especially in criminal. And so here, and he was also a U.S. senator. And so we're going to be taking a look when we come back, because he's got some things you want to listen very carefully to. We're going to do three segments with him. One will be a 20-minute segment when we come back. And he's going to talk about what you'll hear it.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.